Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Social Network Advertising, How Big Can It Get? Part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to talk about trends in social media advertising is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Paul, thanks for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Deloitte reports that social networks will breach the 1 billion unique user mark in 2011, but what does that figure mean to advertising revenues?
Yeah, I mean, we are expecting social networks to deliver some great numbers in some respects in 2011. So as well as a billion unique users amongst all the social networks around the world, we're also forecasting over 2 trillion adverts served across those social networks. But if we look at just the advertising in aggregate, what we're forecasting for 2011 is still relatively modest advertising revenues per user. So we're looking, say, at about just over $4. So across the entire user base for 2011, we're expecting at most $5 billion based upon the numbers that we're aware of right now. So compared to other media and advertising spend in general, which is about $500 billion globally, it's still a relatively small proportion of the overall pie.
What does that mean in terms of profitability, though?
Well, you know, here's the curious thing about social networks. If you look at other online media, which generate the same kind of advertising as social networks and social media, so if you look at, say, online publishing, then all of them have a cost of creation, which varies in magnitude. But for social networks and social media, because the content is created by their members, then the cost of content creation is relatively small. And so what you have to pay for is hosting, you pay for sales of the adverts, you pay for connectivity, but you don't have to pay for the content, which can be a significant chunk of the investment that you have to make. So you can make relatively little per advert, and we're looking at CPMs of as low as 40 cents in some markets per 1,000 impressions. So that's 40 cents per 1,000 adverts viewed. But if the cost of content creation is very, very low, then that means that you can charge a little for adverts, but still make a very healthy margin on the advertising which you do sell. So you can still be very profitable despite selling advertising for quite a low unit rate.
And are there other sources of revenue for social media on the horizon?
Yeah, definitely. So advertising is just one of the revenue streams which is out there. There are many different business models which are being tried out. We're still in very early days for social networks and social media. Advertising tends to have been like the first recourse. But there are some social networks which are looking to monetize based on an e-commerce model. There are others which are looking to rent out their platform. And over time, you've got the ability to make money from recommendations and other sources of revenue. So we're still very early days in 2011 in terms of what social networking can generate in terms of revenues. And we'd like to see many different new revenue streams emerging over the course of the next 5 years.
All right. Well, that's something to be on the lookout for. Paul, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Holly.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global For more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.